You know, Dory, I am very interested in personal style and figuring out what my personal style is. But I also really appreciate having some guidance in this area. You know, like fashion, I feel like is one of those things that people just kind of expect you to know what your innate style is.
Totally. Yes.
And that's not always the case.
No.
Which is why I have turned to my favorite place, Masterclass.
Yay.
Now, look, we all know that with Masterclass, you can dabble in new skills and learn from the world's best minds anytime, anywhere, and at your own pace. Like, if you want to learn how to use your voice as an instrument from Mariah Carey, that is a thing you can do.
Amazing.
Can you imagine if when you were in high school, someone said, hey, you could learn a voice from Mariah Carey? I wouldn't believe them.
No, but I would not possible. Either.
It's possible with Masterclass. But the reason I bring up fashion and style is because they have a fantastic beauty and personal style section that I have been slowly working my way through. Two people in particular have been my guides. Tan France, who has a class called Style for Everyone, and Carla Welch, Building and Owning Your Personal Style.
Ooh, yes.
This has been very, very influential and helpful for me figuring out who I am as a dresser.
I love
and,
this.
And Dory, sometimes I do it while I'm getting dressed.
Oh, okay.
Because that's how easy and accessible Masterclass is. And like, it's not even necessary to sit down and consume a full class from start to finish. You can go at your own pace. Do it when it works for you. The material is super easy to access, whether I'm on my laptop, my phone, or my TV. They have a new audio mode so I can listen in my car or while I'm traveling. And right now, Forever 35 listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/F35. Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/F35. That's masterclass.com/F35. Hello, and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I am Kate Spencer. My precious co-host, Dory Shafrir, is out on maternity leave, cuddling
maternity leave!
Guys, guess who's here?
Sorry.
It is.
I was going to be really calm. I was like, you know, I'm going to try to take the corporate culture of Forever 35. And
corporate
like,
culture? Okay, yeah, just kind of like a chill energy?
Just, yeah, I was going to kind of be a little more subdued.
Don't
and then
hold
I
was, it
and
in.
Then 5 seconds in, I'm already making air horn sound effects about maternity leave. So there went that plan.
This is our guest host. Dory is out and Jackie Johnson
is in, baby. Yes.
The host of Natch Butte. She is the beauty talk shock jock, the queen of creams. The list goes on.
It does. It's
Those
getting,
are the only two I have memorized.
It's getting longer and longer, and that's fine with me.
What is the fringe one?
The freshest fringe on the West Coast.
There we go.
Your host with the most serums. Your favorite over 30 niche influencer.
That one makes me laugh so hard.
Well, I was labeled that in an article, and that just made me laugh so hard, and I just kind of decided to own it. Because they love to put everybody in very succinct categories. I'm not an influencer. I'm a niche influencer. I'm not a niche influencer. I'm an over 30 niche influencer.
Are there over 40 niche influencers?
I'm sure there are.
Because I'm about to become one in a few weeks. I mean, I don't know if I'm a niche influencer, but I think to become over 40 or 40.
Yeah. I think that's perfect for you.
Let me just introduce you to our audience.
Yeah.
Who, y'all, if you aren't listening to Natch Butte, you got to get into it. And also, Jackie has been on this podcast before.
That's true.
Before.
And y'all have been on Natch Butte.
That's right.
Yeah.
Jackie is an actress and a comedian who has been on TV shows like Drunk History, You're the Worst, and Alone Together. And as we've mentioned, is the host of beauty and skincare podcast Natch Butte, which Man Repeller named one of their 10 podcasts I listen to obsessively. And they called you an American treasure, which I think is a very accurate description.
I'll take it.
You're vegan. You're Texan.
Mm-hmm.
You're mom to a dog named Chooch.
Yes.
Who
I cried about
on the last episode.
Yes. Yep. And I have a feeling I'm going to cry this episode.
I hope we cry.
I'm definitely going to. I am everywhere I go, every second of the day, I'm just one breath away.
So let's talk about this. Are you normally a crier? Is that an emotion you're tapped into?
Yes. Yes. And it's happened over time.
But we should clarify. Choo-choo. Our dogs are here.
Choo-choo.
I might have to remove Lucy.
Our well, two, they're having
our
so much
two
fun,
tiny
though.
Dogs are here.
But they're having so... Look. Oh.
We got to give you a play-by-play.
Look at how beautiful... I mean, they're best friends. They're having such a beautiful day.
They are. Lucy is 13 pounds and double the size of Chooch. And Chooch is barking at her and Lucy's just edging over.
But like, they're having so... Look at that tail. I mean, they are having the time of their life.
They really are.
It means a lot to me as a dog mom because I've... feel like I've been kind of a neglectful mom lately, and we might talk about that at some point because of, you know, I'm a single mom now.
You're a single
I'm
dog mom.
I'm a newly single dog mom, so it's been hard for me to, like, not have a co-parent anymore.
So you've been crying a lot.
Yes.
You're a single dog mom.
Yes.
You're going through a divorce.
Yes.
Which you just recently talked about on an incredible episode of Natch Butte. You touched on a little bit. So what... tell us about the cry. Like, if you're yeah. already a crier, yes. an emotional person, let's yes. say, and tapped into... the power inside you that allows you just to cry.
Yes. I think I remember being in my 20s and not crying over anything. Nothing moved me. And I think it was just, I lacked an emotional depth. I lacked an empathy. And I think it just comes with age, understanding, seeing the world, learning about other people. I just didn't have that. And with age, I have gotten that. Like, I'll literally cry now during like a YouTube commercial. If it moves me, if something, I'll look at something, I'll look at the ocean, I'll look at a piece of art and I'll cry. I'll hear a song and I'll cry. These are all things, or like if someone just says something to me or does something for me, I'll cry.
And we're not talking about negative
no,
emotions. This
no.
is crying out of
yes.
gratitude.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes, I remember the Dumbo trailer really fucked me up.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I started sobbing because animal things really get to me. There's a scene in the Jurassic World movie, the last one, and I don't want to spoil it, but basically, if you saw the first new Jurassic World, you know, the dinosaurs, spoiler alert, they get out, okay? So the dinosaurs are out. And then they're like, what do we do? So they abandon the island. And then all of a sudden, they're like, the island has a volcano that's going to burst and every dinosaur is going to die on it. What do we do? We caused this because we made these dinosaurs. Should we let the earth kill them or should we save them? And there's a scene where they're like, again, if you haven't seen this movie and you don't want to see it, hit that fast forward
button.
Spoiler
alert, get
out
of here.
But they're basically like, they're on a boat and they're like going away from the island and all the dinosaurs are like choking and dying. I just started sobbing. I just started fucking sobbing.
Were you sobbing
in this action movie?
At the loss of life that was happening or also just the awful decision making?
Both.
Yeah.
It's just, I'm so over our planet and I'm over the people that treat our animals like this in every way. And it's across, you know, societal, you know, lines. It's just, I'm sick of the animal treatment. I'm sick of it. And that was just a nice allegory for the whole thing. You know what I mean?
I wonder how many other people cried in Jurassic World.
I don't know, but I'm telling you, I cry at the most random things. Kenny Chesney songs on the radio. I'm telling you, whatever. It all just comes out.
I'm with you. And I think it's interesting when we go through traumas,
mm-hmm.
we do start to, in a lot of ways we can shut down emotionally or we can also start feeling
yes.
very deeply.
Yes. Well, the therapist said that to me. I was in therapy a few weeks ago and I looked at her and I said, you know, this divorce, here it comes, has been the most painful experience of my life so far. And there's something kind of beautiful in the fact that this is the most pain I've ever felt because I feel as an artist, I now have a new well
yeah.
to collect from. And I said, that's kind of exciting in like a sick emo way that like now I've felt these feelings I've never felt. And it's like, I have a new threshold of depth. And she said, you also now have a new threshold for joy
oh.
that has opened up because of the pain. And I was like, wow, that's beautiful. And then I started just realizing that I've been living in this very numb place. Jensen Sherrow says The Big Sleep. Y'all just had her on your
yeah,
show.
Yeah, we did.
I mean, her book is amazing. I've been reading it. But I was just like living a numb life and I didn't realize it. Now that I've felt this pain, I realized I want to be happy and I wasn't. And that's fucked, but like great now, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. It is. I mean, well, have you ever heard the, like the old phrase of like, out of the mud rises the lotus?
Right.
It's like, yeah. I think about that so often because the most fucked up thing, whenever I think about the worst things I've gone through in my life, is how many good things blossomed right. out of the horrible things. And right. I have a hard time reconciling that. But I feel like that's the growth you're going to, you are experiencing as a person, the love you're feeling for yourself, the joy you're tapping into, like that is coming from the worst experience in your life. And like how, it's crazy.
It's really, really nuts, truly. But it is what it is, you know?
And you, do you think, when I'm getting back to the experience of crying, is there a vulnerability for you too that you're tapping into of allowing people to see that side of you, that piece of you, that part of you?
I've been crying everywhere. I was just at the Americana, which is a mall here, and I was eating at Shake Shack, and I was sitting outside talking to my friend, and we were having like a conversation about my divorce and everything, and I was pretty much sobbing, right? And I didn't think anything of it. In LA, I feel like everyone's crying everywhere you go.
It's true.
And I got a DM on Instagram from a friend of mine that was like, I was just at the light and saw you sobbing at Shake Shack. And I was like, is nowhere safe? I can't even cry on the patio at Shake Shack in Glendale without somebody seeing me at the light. And it's so funny, like, I didn't get into why I was crying. I was like, yep, that was me. I was sobbing at Shake Shack in Glendale. No, I have no shame. I'll cry wherever now.
But don't you think that's, to me, that's really powerful, because I do still feel like crying is something yes. we keep hidden.
Well, there's a lot of people who have that issue, and I guess I'm not one of them. I'm one of those people that I'll meet somebody, you know, sitting on a bus, and by the end of the bus trip, we're holding hands going, and that's when I knew my mother did love me. Like, I don't think I've ever really had a hard time with, like, connecting with yeah. other people, especially like therapy. This is the first time I've been in therapy my entire life. And it was no issue. I had no issue being honest with her. I was like, here's everything going on with me.
How did you, how soon after you knew that your marriage was ending, did you find a therapist? How did you was that process?
Even before, as it all started kind of unwinding. I'll be honest, this country makes it very difficult. I feel like that's why all these years I've been wanting to go and I just gave up. I mean, I first of all would start asking for recommendations from my friends who I think are like emotionally stable, healthy folks. And I would be like, hey, you seem really adjusted. I know you've done a lot of work on yourself. Who's your therapist? They'd tell me. I would Google, make sure. You know, I'm so lucky right now that I have good insurance, which a lot of us don't have that luxury. Still, yeah. Cause it is very expensive to see a therapist. It can be. So I started doing that. Every time I would call, they go, oh, I'm full, not seeing anyone. And I finally called this one place and they were like, she's busy, but her associate is free. And I was like, I'll take it, you know, yeah. and just rolled with it. And I did see another one as sort of a, you know, getting a second opinion kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Get a feel for somebody else.
Because I've heard so many people be like, oh, I don't like my therapist. I broke up with my therapist. I'm like, how do you know if they're good or not? I don't know. I have no frame of reference.
I think it's like, do you feel safe with them?
Right.
That to me is what I've come to after having some really crappy experiences with right. therapists and then a couple good ones.
Right.
It's like, do I feel safe here?
Right.
And I think sounds like
yeah.
you do.
Yeah. I mean, I'm spilling the beans, honey. I'm spilling the beans to her. And it's like, I'm like, oh, I can't wait to tell her this, you know?
Yeah,
like,
it feels good.
And you know what's fun, Kate? I know nothing about her, not one thing.
I think that's
the
point.
I don't know
a
damn thing. I don't know how old she is. I don't know what she's doing in her life. I don't know anything. I actually saw her getting out of her car and I was like, oh shit, I don't want to know what kind of car she drives. I don't want to know anything. So that's fun. And you know, to be selfish for once. So I feel like when you talk to your friends, it's different. It's different. It's like you talk to your friends, you tell them your problems, and then they go, well, you know what happened to me today? And it's like, yeah, you're having a conversation. When you pay, mm-hmm. it's about you. And I literally know nothing about her and I love it.
And you said, when you were talking about this on Natch Butte, one thing you repeated over and over again, like a mantra, was get professional help.
Yes. And that's, again, every day the therapist has said to me, like, you're showing extreme resilience. You're showing insight. You're grabbing this recovery by the horns. She keeps saying things like that to me. And it's truly because I'm doing that. I said, I don't want this to ruin me. I said, I don't want this to take me down, because it very easily could have. And I just said, I have to keep moving forward like a shark. We'll talk about.
We are going
to
talk about your
sharks. I was like, I can't crumble. I have to rise. I can't. Like, people never talk about the financial strain of a divorce. I'm now paying for my whole apartment alone, all my bills alone, the therapy bills. I'm like, I have to work.
Yeah.
That's why for months I didn't even talk about it on Attribute. I had my 100th ep. I had my South By appearance. I had my product collaboration come out, all while I was crumbling. My whole world was crumbling during all those things. And I had to keep it together. I was like, I have to make this launch. I have to do South By. I have to do my 100th ep. All while this was going on. And I had to, though. I need the cash.
I know. I have chills.
I need the money.
Yeah.
I need the money. They were like, do you want us to put old episodes up? I said, no, I need to work. I have to keep moving. I have no choice.
Yeah.
And I'm proud of myself.
Yes.
And the therapist said, she says, you're showing extreme resilience. And I was like, I guess I'm stronger than I thought I was. I truly am. And I honestly think we all are. I said it in the Attribute intro. I said, you're stronger than you think. Take it from me. And I mean it.
I took that down.
Yeah.
Because I've now listened to this. This is the Attribute episode with Jeffrey Marsh. Mm-hmm. And at the beginning, you give this impassioned just declaration of your power. And you also update everybody on the fact that you have been going through this incredibly yes. challenging time in your life. But it's really... I mean, it's like almost also a pep talk.
I wonder, I'm going to go into my network next week and I'm going to go, can you pull up the, because I don't know if y'all know this, but a little inside info, you can pull up your downloads and see when people drop off. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I wonder if the intro is going to have this huge spike because the word got out like, oh, Jackie Johnson's getting divorced. Everybody tune in and listen. You know, I want to see how many. But also, I feel like I've gotten a lot of messages like I listened to it 10 times. I listened to it 5 times, like whatever. So, but, you know, I didn't go into it with any. I recorded it and I was so nervous. I didn't sleep that whole week. I was like, how's this going to come off? I don't know. I felt so crazy. It was really intense. I mean, fate, this is my reality. I'm ready to face this. You know, this is what's happening in my life. There's no turning back. This is my truth. And I was out with it. You know, it was stressful. It was a big step.
It was a huge step. Yeah. I thought you took that step very gracefully and eloquently.
Thank you.
And beautifully.
Thank you.
Let's take a quick break and then we're going to come back and talk more.
Can't wait.
About how you're tapping into your resilience.
Thank you.
I like to care for my skin, duh. And it's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave, it's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30+. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like, zoop, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word.
Nice.
Don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 5-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you.
You know, Dory, I am very interested in personal style mm-hmm. and figuring out what my personal style is. Mm-hmm. But I also really appreciate having some guidance in this area. You know, like fashion, I feel like is one of those things that people just kind of expect you to know what your innate style is.
Totally. Yes.
And that's not always the case.
No.
Which is why I have turned to my favorite place, Masterclass.
Yay.
Now, look, we all know that with Masterclass, you can dabble in new skills and learn from the world's best minds anytime, anywhere, and at your own pace. Like, if you want to learn how to use your voice as an instrument from Mariah Carey, that is a thing you can do.
Amazing.
Can you imagine if when you were in high school, someone said, hey, you could learn a voice from Mariah Carey? I wouldn't believe them.
No, I would not either.
It's possible with Masterclass. But the reason I bring up fashion and style is because they have a fantastic beauty and personal style section that I have been slowly working my way through. Two people in particular have been my guides. Tan France, who has a class called Style for Everyone, and Carla Welch, Building and Owning Your Personal Style.
Ooh, yes.
This has been very, very influential and helpful for me figuring out who I am as a dresser.
I love this.
And Dory, sometimes I do it while I'm getting dressed.
Oh, okay.
Because that's how easy and accessible Masterclass is. And like, it's not even necessary to sit down and consume a full class from start to finish. You can go at your own pace. Do it when it works for you. The material is super easy to access, whether I'm on my laptop, my phone, or my TV. They have a new audio mode so I can listen in my car or while I'm traveling. And right now, Forever 35 listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/F35. Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/F35. That's masterclass.com/F35.
So, Jackie, you had, in that episode that we were talking about, mentioned that you've done a lot of, quote, kooky divorce lady things. And, and all are done under this umbrella of caring for yourself as you're going through a divorce.
Yes.
Can we go through some of these
things? Yes, I would be honored.
I love all, you've been documenting some of them. You've talked about some of them.
Yes.
The first one that you documented, and I don't think you had mentioned that you were going through a divorce at this time, that you went swimming with sharks.
Yes,
I did. Like, that's the first time anyone has done that on this podcast.
Okay,
in the quest
of
self-care.
Honored. I'm so honored. And it truly was. That's what it was. I ended up going to Hawaii. It was a very like last minute, again, kooky divorce lady decision. I had a friend shooting a movie in Hawaii and I was kind of like, you know, could I come visit? And she was like, yeah, sure. So I popped on that plane. And then I said, while I'm in Hawaii, I want to do like some eat, pray, love shit. You know, like make this a moment. I had a friend recommend this shark thing. And it's a woman-owned company. You know, Nashbeat, we're all about like women-owned brands and supporting women. And so I was like, okay, it's a woman-owned company, women, you know, boat captains, women, scuba divers. Like, it's like, we swim with sharks. And it's a deep sea excursion. So you get on this little boat, and it's funny because when I rolled up to the pier, there's a big boat, and it was like kind of a like a bro-y dude, like, hey, y'all here to swim with sharks? It's like shark swimming with Chad. And then next to it was like this little boat with the ladies, and I was like, that's right, I'm going to the indie company, bitches, you know, like I'm getting on the lady boat. So I get on this lady boat, and immediately, I mean, first of all, it was the most rough day on the ocean I've ever known. I tell people it's like that scene in Forrest Gump where Lieutenant Dan is like at the top of the crow's nest. He's like, is that all you got? And it's like literally a hurricane. That was the ocean that day. It was so rough.
Had you taken Dramamine or anything?
No, because I thought I was resilient to the ocean. I had no clue that I would get seasick. So we get on the boat and it is rocking. I mean, completely sideways, right? And there's only like six of us and the few ladies that run this shark tour. And they're standing there just rocking completely sideways. And they're like, okay, so yeah, really rough conditions today. Really rough conditions. Is everyone here a good swimmer? And I was like, not really. Like, I'm very thin and like going through a lot emotionally. I haven't been eating as much as normal. You know, my strength isn't the greatest. That's fine. She was like, it's leg day, okay? Because basically, if you get in the ocean, you'll just drift away because the water is so intense. But you know what? I'm feeling fine. I just pounded a matcha latte.
Oh, God.
I thought nothing of it.
Can I hop in and ask a quick question?
Yes.
With the swimming with sharks part of it, are you... is it like when you go into the cage and the sharks
no
surround
cage.
You? You're just floating in the
freely.
Sea?
Freely. And that was the thing. It was like, I was like, okay, I wanted to do like a healing thing, but the ocean is healing. And this is some kind of empower. My friend was like, it's really empowering. It's empowering. And I was like, I'm not scared of animals. I'm not scared of sharks for whatever reason. So I was like, sure. That sounds exciting. I mean, how exciting. It's like, I'm going through this crazy divorce, like whatever. It's like, I can swim with sharks. That's kind of a fun like thing, you know, the kind of to remind yourself like you're tough, you're badass, you got this. So that's why I did it, you know, but it was not empowering. It was the opposite of empowering. Basically, I started getting very sick. I mean, instantly feeling really nauseous. And then that made me feel really insecure and self-conscious and anxious because I was like, oh, shit, am I about to throw up in front of all these people? And it's like, not, I'll never see them again. That's not really. But I was just like, oh, my God, I'm sick. And I started being like, what if I throw up? And then the throw up attracts the sharks. And it was a whole thing. But and then the whole way there, they're like, okay, this is what you do. Don't flail around. The sharks will try to eat you. Like, there was a whole thing. But we get there, and I'm not joking, Kate. You look down, and I could see the sharks in the water from the boat. That's how close they were to the boat. They were on the heels of the boat. And then once you get in the water, they go right underneath your fins.
And are these, like,
Big sharks. Yeah, I mean, they showed us photos of like what types they are and everything. So I don't remember. Obviously, I was like so sick that I could barely breathe, so I can't. But yeah, I mean, these are damn sharks. Okay, these aren't baby sharks. Do. These are fucking mommy sharks, daddy sharks, full blown sharks. So like, I get in the water. I feel so sick. I'm holding onto the side of the boat because I'm like, I don't think I can really swim that much.
You haven't thrown up at this point.
Not yet, no. So then there's a woman on the boat. There was only a few of us. There was these two really cute young girls from New Zealand, a mom from Seattle and her daughter, who's a sorority girl, so like college, one guy and me. And that's the only like tourist.
Holy
you know.
Moly.
And the mom, the Seattle mom started being like, I'm not feeling well. And so she got out of the boat and went to the other side of the boat and started throwing up. And that's when I go, yep. So I did the same. She kind of broke the seal for me. So then she throws up on the side of the boat. And then they were like, you got to get sick. I'm like, yes. They're like, okay, do it on the other side. So I do it over the side. And I'm just throwing up. And I'm just like laying here being like, wow, fun. Fun, empowering day in the ocean with these damn sharks throwing up my damn $8 matcha latte from fucking the North Shore, you know, on my big empowering moment of re-embracing my femininity and power and strength. And what am I doing? I'm hurling my guts out on the side of the damn ocean in Hawaii, and I paid a lot of money for this. This wasn't a Groupon situation. This was several hundred dollars, okay? And then me and this damn Seattle mom are blowing our chunks when I'm on this damn divorce trip trying to fucking reclaim my life. I felt so sick for hours and hours. It was so humiliating. And then I just didn't get back in the water. I did get a few really good glimpses because basically you stick your snorkel in the water. There are sharks at your feet.
Wow.
And then they would like make sounds and hit the side of the boat and they'd rise up even higher. And it was a whole thing. But I, at that point, I didn't even care about the sharks. All I was thinking was, am I going to live? Like, am I going to live? Am I going to make
shore.
It? Am I going to die? Like whatever. And so I make it back, but I'd never gotten sick before. But then I realized I don't think I've been out into the big, deep, open ocean in many years. I can't even recall, you know? And I Googled it and it was like, motion sickness occurs most in women ages 30 to 60. And I was like, well, that's the thing. I'm now in, I'm now in the demographic, the key demographic. And guess who else was? The mom from Seattle. We were the only two people on the boat in that fucking demographic. So of course we're going to get seasick. You know what I mean? So I'm now in the damn seasick demographic. I'm divorced. This is what's going on in my life. You know what I mean? So that was it. But it was...
Did you leave that empowered in some way? Like, was it humbling?
It was so incredibly humbling. And that's what I equate the ocean to. The ocean doesn't give a fuck who you are. The ocean will ground your ass. It will remind you that you are a piece of shit, a speck in this world of nothing. And I think I needed that. I needed like an ass kicking to just be like, be grateful that you have feet, that you live on the earth, you know, because the ocean will kick your ass. The ocean doesn't care that you have a fucking beauty podcast. The ocean doesn't care that you're going through a divorce. It's like the ocean doesn't give a shit about you. You're a piece of shit. And I needed that. I needed that in that moment, you know. But everybody, since I got so many messages from my friends that were like, sharks are a metaphor because sharks never stop moving, you know, they're one of the only species that don't stop moving. And then like purging out all this stuff into the ocean was like a healing experience. Like I was releasing all of this into the ocean, and then it floated away.
What an experience, though.
It was an experience, and I am very happy it happened. I got great, it's a great experience from it. I got a story. And again, like, old Jackie would never have done that. Like, if this whole year hadn't have happened the way it happened, I didn't get a divorce. All the, like I said, the big sleep, living in a numb space of I'm not happy, I'm not sad, I'm just okay.
Yeah,
would never have done that. That awoke me in a way.
You're doing transcendental meditation.
Yes,
I've also I also do transcendental meditation, but probably not as regularly as I would like.
It's hard to get into the practice. I have always wanted to do it. And I was like, you know what? I'm doing things that I want to do. I'm being selfish. I'm making choices that I want to make. And so I went and I learned to do it, and I paid and I trained and I've been doing it.
And has it made an impact on how you're feeling?
I believe it has. I talked about it a little bit on the episode of Nashville we referenced, but sitting alone with yourself, I've never been able to meditate because I just feel like I'm too high strung and I want to do something else. But like having to really sit in silence with yourself is something that I never did. And I think it's very important, especially nowadays when we all have our phones and we're so easily accessible and things like that. So that's something I've really been doing. It gets uncomfortable. I was having like heart palpitations, and I went to the David Lynch Foundation and I was talking to the woman there about it. And she goes, well, that's your trauma. Because I explained to them that I was diagnosed with post-traumatic stress from my, divorce stuff. And she was like, that's your trauma coming out. And it's normal to not want to do that.
Yeah.
It's like something bad. So you're like, nope, I'm not doing it. But no, I'm like, no, bitch, I'm going to fight through this. I'm going to fucking sit here and feel these feelings. So I am.
So you are.
Yeah.
Have you noticed it having an impact with TMU? The way they suggest you do it is you meditate twice a day for 20 minutes, and you're meditating on a mantra that you're given through this training.
Yes.
So have you felt a difference in just your being?
Yes. I'm still getting into the practice.
Yeah.
I'm not giving up on it. Sometimes I'm like, yeah, baby. But sometimes I'm still like, ugh, I would rather be looking at Instagram.
I feel that a lot where it's like, oh, I should do dishes.
Right, exactly. So I'm working on it. I'm not giving up on it. I believe in it. And it is important, like I said, just the like practice of being alone, thinking, doing your mantra. Like I'm here for it, but I am still new to it. So I'm not going to sit here and like, you know, suck TM's dick for, 20 minutes. I'm getting into it, and I paid a lot of, it ain't cheap.
Yeah.
It
that's the cheap. One thing about TM. You have to pay to do.
You have to pay.
The workshop.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's actually cheaper than I thought. I thought it was, it depends on your income.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they do have discounts and they do have scholarships. I was like, right now in the state I'm in, I could probably like argue that I could get a discount or something, but I decided, no, the money goes back into the foundation. I'm going to pay what I owe. You know, I followed the rules. They don't like check your taxes or anything.
Right,
it's a honor system. But I said, I'm going to pay. And so I did. And yeah, I'm going to keep up with it.
Well, the other thing I think too is when you are healing or working to heal yourself through a trauma, not everything you try is going to be the thing you stick with. And that's okay. It's like not everything has to be the thing.
Right.
It's the fact that you're putting yourself out there and trying it that I think is is what's valuable.
Yes, you're right.
I mean, in my unprofessional opinion as a podcaster, not right. a psychologist.
Right. Right. Yeah. But that's, and I feel like I'm doing that as often as I can in every category. Like we were talking before the mics were on that, like I've been going out more. I'm confusing with my therapist because I was just in therapy before I got here.
What an honor,
oh,
though.
Yes, right? Oh. Just like at night, like people will be like, hey, do you want to go to this
Your
like, event?
Your neighbors.
I
follow you very yes. deeply on social media.
That's a perfect example, Kate. My neighbor, I've lived in the same apartment for 7 years. I kept the apartment. And my neighbor finally invited me to a party. They have parties all the time. Finally invited me to a party. And then I was like, I don't want to go. I don't want to go alone. It doesn't really look like there's that many people. And I was like, you know what? No, fuck this. I'm going. It was like 11 o'clock at night on a Sunday. I didn't have any makeup on. I was like, fuck this. I'm going to go. And I did. I went. And I talked to strangers. And were there weird things said to me? Yes. Was it uncomfortable? Yes. But I went. And that's what's important because I'm like, I have to get out of my house. If you want to make change, you got to make change.
Yeah.
I'm not going to become a new enlightened person and open up all these different things and change my vibration by sitting in my house. It's not going to happen. I got to get out there. And I have been. Jackie, do you want to go to this opening of this thing? Yeah. Jackie, do you want to go to lunch? Yeah. You paying? Yes, definitely. You know, I'm just trying to get out there more.
Do you expect, how do you think you'll feel if you hit kind of like a slump,
right,
and you aren't doing that? Are you prepared? Like, have you yes. thought about and how I'm, you might feel?
And I think that's great.
Yeah.
Because I have a lot of things I need to be doing in my house. I have a lot of projects.
Yeah.
My other room is full of beauty products right now. And I'm like, I'm going to turn this into a podcast studio or something. I don't know what I'm going to
yes.
do. It's just sitting there. I'm like, what am I going to do with this room? You know, I have Howard Stern's new book sitting in bed with me. I'm like, well, I need to read. So yes, I love alone time and I've never lived alone ever. This is the first time in my entire life I've lived alone. So I'm loving it. I'm loving that I can do whatever weird, gross shit nobody's going to see. Like, it's really, it's important. It's important that I have this time to myself. And so I'm loving it. I'm loving alone, being alone with the dog. I'm loving that me and Chuchi are roommates and that we live alone.
It's
and that
the
I can
first time you've had
ever,
either roommates or a partner.
Ever.
Wow.
I moved straight out of my apartment with my roommate with my boyfriend, then husband.
Wow.
Yeah. And I always lived in dorms. I always shared a room in dorms and apartments in college and always. Never lived alone. 34 years old.
That's a big deal.
Yeah.
Living
and it's
alone.
Fun.
Yeah.
And you do learn more about yourself. Well, it's all about like, you know, I don't have to adapt to anyone anymore. For the first time, literally ever, I don't have to adapt.
Yeah.
I can do whatever the fuck I want. If I want to make popcorn, if I want to get wild and make popcorn at midnight, bitch, I can. I can put on Drag Race. I can eat popcorn. I mean, not that I couldn't before, but you know what I mean. I can do whatever I want.
There's nothing stopping you.
No. I ask Alexa to play, you know, You Get What You Give by the New Radicals, and I dance. Nobody's there. It's for me. And the lady below me, you just got to hear it, honey. Okay? It'll do you some good.
It's for her, too. You know yes. what? That song, I have to say, is a really healing song.
Oh, yeah.
That I didn't appreciate when it came out in the late 90s.
Same.
Now I really enjoy it.
I'm telling you, somebody tweeted about it or something, and I was like, that's a great song. And I was like, Alexa, play blah de blah. Sorry if I just set off y'all's Alexa. And I was like, this is like an anthem.
Yeah.
It's a fucking bop, too.
It's a legit bop.
Yeah.
I've recently gotten back into that song.
Yeah.
I never liked it before.
Everybody add that to your playlist.
Gotta get what you give.
Yeah.
Who knows what happened to the New Radicals?
I don't know, but you know what? Good song.
Good. Thank you for that.
Thank you for that song.
You know, you said something, you really seemed like you've tapped into how tough you are. Did you think of yourself as tough
nope.
before this experience?
Nope. 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 Nope.
And now do you see a new side of yourself, or is it more just like you uncovered, you like took the sheet off the old furniture and realized what was under it? You know what I
no,
mean?
No, like, I definitely see a new side of myself. But again, I just wasn't living a full existence.
Yeah.
I wasn't. And that's crazy to think about and to hear. Especially if you listen to Nash Butte, because I feel like people are like, Jackie's so strong and
yeah,
whatever.
That's my
but,
impression of
but
you.
I'm a big fucking phony.
No, I
didn't. But I didn't know.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
I don't think it's being a phony.
Right, it's not. I was joking.
Okay,
but
good.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you had people, since you publicly talked about getting divorced, have you had people who are also getting divorced reach out to
oh,
you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's among us. It is an epidemic. You know, choosing the wrong partner is an epidemic. And I'm tapping into it a lot in my therapy, but nobody feel bad about it because it happens to so many of us. I mean, think about your entire partner trajectory. Every person up until the one you end up with is the wrong person, yeah. You could argue, you know, and it's very common. There's lots of reasons why that happens, but it happens to so many of us. And I think there is some shame, unfortunately, with getting divorced. And it's, I don't know what is Southern patriarchy. I don't know. But, you know, I just was really proud of my marriage. I was proud of it. And you got to do, now I'm dealing with all that. But everyone's saying, no, it's fine. We all do it. It's very common. And that is very true. So remove the shame. There's also shame around my wedding because I had a beautiful wedding. And I'm grieving the wedding as well.
Yeah.
My wedding was like in magazines and like, you know, and you can Google it and see it. And those photos make me sad now. You know, this beautiful day, those photos were so gorgeous and they made me so happy. And now they make me very sad, you know, and there's shame around that. You know, so yeah.
Shame is a powerful, I don't want to say it's a beast. It's a powerful, palpable thing.
Yes.
That we inflict on ourselves and then also is inflicted upon us.
Yes. And no one's putting any shame on me, really. It's self-inflicted, but I think it's also more like post-traumatic stress. Like these are things that all kind of start spiraling out about your, you know, trauma and stuff. But I'm trying to, you know, release all that.
You did a spell.
I did. Yes, I've done several, if I'm being honest. Why not?
What does that entail?
Let's see. Candles, crystals, you know, meditation. I don't know. Okay, listen.
Did you Google spell?
No.
Or did someone guide you through this process?
Yeah. So, you know, we live in LA, so.
We do. That's always an important thing to set
to
up.
To note,
any
yes.
conversation on this podcast.
Yes.
All new age healing experiences yes. are very accessible here.
Yes. And it's not, I mean, I don't want to use the word crazy, but I feel like depending on where you are, if you heard a friend tell, you know, say, oh, I just did a spell the other day with crystals, they might look at you with some judgment.
Maybe a little, maybe a touch.
Yeah. But you know, in LA, it's like brunch conversation. But yeah, a friend of mine bought me a candle. And these are enchanted like spell candles that you can get at House of Intuition. You know, they have them for everything. It's like, I want my hair to grow faster. Here's your hair candle. Like they have them for everything. And she got me one and, you know, I followed all the direct. I'm a big rule follower, which is, again, shocking to most people because they think I'm a rebel, but I'm really not. So I was like, okay, I'm going to read this. I'm going to light this candle. I'm going to say this. I'm going to put it here. I'm going to do everything. And ended up burning a hole in my toilet seat. But you know what? I'm a new witch. I'm dabbling, okay? Luckily, I didn't burn the house down. But I did burn a hole straight through my toilet
That's
seat.
Kind of amazing, though.
And but I kept it. It's still there. And it makes me laugh every day I'm in there now.
Then maybe the spell worked. That's what it was supposed to do.
That's true. Maybe it was.
Maybe that's it.
Maybe that was it. The whole point was to bring joy in my life and
yes.
put a hole in my toilet
every
seat.
Every time you take a piss.
Yeah.
Last thing I want to ask you about.
Yeah.
Because this is one of my favorite ways of healing.
Yeah.
Is that you pierced your belly button?
I did.
I love a piercing or a tattoo.
Yeah.
Or a big ass haircut.
Right, which I did as well.
I know your haircut.
I got a curtain bang, got curtain bangs. But yeah, I was at this makeup event and it was at Body Electric, which is like an iconic tattoo shop in LA.
That's right. And they were doing tattoos
yes.
there too, right?
And I didn't do a tattoo because I was like, this is permanent and I'm in a state right now where I shouldn't make these big rash decisions, you know? Like, so I didn't get a tattoo. I actually have two tattoos, one of which I have had lasered off and I would love to have the other one lasered off. I got them both when I was 18 years old. So I'm like not really on the tattoo train personally right now. So I was like, I'm not going to do that. What can I get pierced? I already have four holes in each ear. I didn't want to do anything on my face. I was like, you know what? Let's revisit the belly button. Why not?
You've had to have had that before,
I did.
Right?
I had one the day I turned 18, I got my belly button pierced because, you know, my parents wouldn't let me before that. They're very old fashioned. And I was like, I'm 18. I'm an adult. So I went and got my belly button pierced on my 18th birthday. I took it out when I was 22. And then I was like, because I was like, it's over. It's not Kill anymore. You know, whatever. And now they're kind of back. Like J-Lo has her belly button pierced. Like they're all, it's come back.
The 90s are back.
The trends come back, you know. So I put one in and I had it and it ended up getting very infected and I took it out. So that didn't last. But I think I'm going to do it again.
You should.
Just take better care of it.
It's fun.
It was fun. I liked it. Nobody even got to see it really, you know. It's like for me, you know. Yeah. But it's like it's swimsuit season coming up.
It's summer.
Why not get those dangly belly buttons out? And really flap them in the wind, you know, show them what you're made of. I'm divorced. I have a belly button ring. You know, I do TM. I've swam with sharks. Why not?
I love it.
But it got infected.
You know, it's all, everything is a metaphor in some way.
Truly.
I don't know what that means, but.
Yeah. Well, they told me, they were like, oh, you know, since you've already had this done, it's really already pierced. They just re-put it through. And she was like, you don't really need, she goes, it might get a little crusty, but like you're healed. So I didn't take that good a care of
and
it.
And then your body
and
was
then
like,
all of a sudden it was, oof.
I still have my whole, yeah. I think I could slide a ring right through
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you could.
It's still just
yeah,
there.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, that's what happened with me. She looked, she was like, it's still open. I'm not even really re-piercing this.
Oh my God, that's wacky.
Didn't hurt or anything.
Holy
I know.
Moly.
I know. But it got infected, so something happened. Yeah, but you know what, again, great story. I literally looked down, this is disgusting, if you're like squeamish, hit that 30. I'm gonna give you a minute. Okay, I looked down, brown was pouring out.
No.
Brown. It was like sap, like tree sap.
maple syrup.
And I was like, what the fuck did I do to myself? Now the sharks made me throw up. The belly button ring made me spew out maple syrup. What is happening?
Your body is releasing something.
I'm telling you.
You are purging.
I'm telling you.
Ugh. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. Jackie.
Yes.
I did ask you.
Yes.
For your five favorite Natch Butte.
Yes.
Products right now.
Yes.
Because you are an expert, and anytime anyone sends us a question about either wanting to really focus on cruelty-free, vegan, organic products, we just send them to you because you are an expert in your field.
I mean, I'm an explorer of the space.
There you go.
And
you are a niche influencer.
Yeah, I'm an over 30 niche influencer. So I just, you know, I'm very passionate about the things I like.
Yeah.
So.
And you have a product you've collaborated on
yes.
that I want to chat about too.
I will get to that because okay. It's on my list.
Okay, great. Because I'm dying to know more about it.
Yes. So I guess let's start.
Take us on a journey.
I'm kind of, you know, what's happening in LA right now. The sun is coming out. Some spring is transitioning to summer. What I'm kind of doing, I feel like my look, if you will, evolves with the seasons, evolves with, you know, what I'm going through, whatever. So right now I'm kind of focusing on sun care, evening out the skin tone. The lips are a big part of my look now. I've had my lips done, which is like, I talk about it all the time.
You've had your lips done, meaning like injection
yes.
things?
Okay. They've doubled in size over the past year and I'm very happy with them.
Cool.
But it was something that like I did and I'd been wanting to do it. And so now I'm like focusing more on lips as opposed to like eyes. And so like, I'm all about the lips now. So we'll talk about that. But I'm kind of going for like a natural, dewy, kind of glowy look.
Okay.
And so here's what I'm using.
It's a good setup.
Day to day, I'm using the Super Goop CC cream, which is just a sunscreen with a little bit of coverage.
And is that your main like foundation?
Yes. Okay. For daytime.
Daytime. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, they only have three shades. So
it's not particularly inclusive.
Yes. And it's not really like if you happen to have like an undertone that you have difficulty matching, this probably wouldn't be for you. Again, the white privilege, the hand is up. Mm-hmm. This is just, they have three shades. It's essentially a sunscreen with a little bit of tint. So I do the light, but I just do it all over and it just sort of evens out my, you know, dark spots and gives me great skincare, sun care coverage. So I'm using that. And then I saw this in your bathroom when I was in your bathroom earlier. You have one, the Wonder Beauty Glow Getter Mist.
Oh, dude.
I love it.
I love it too.
What I do is, and especially if I go out at night and I do like more of a foundation look, I will spritz this on throughout the makeup experience. And I think it kind of melts your makeup and settles it into your face.
So you do it you don't just do one spritz
no.
like at the end.
No.
Oh, interesting.
I will do like whatever, if I'm doing a primer, I'll prime, then I will do the foundation, then I will glow getter mist, then I will do concealer, then I will glow getter mist.
Oh wow.
And then at the very end I will do a glow getter mist.
And do you think that doobie, because I love this mist, just yes. makes you look
smells
like
smells great. Yeah, you're, it's like glacier water,
it's gorgeous.
Yeah, it's like primrose oil, it's beautiful.
It gives you a real fresh vibe.
It does, and it smells really fresh, and they don't use any artificial fragrance, so it's all natural fragrance that's in there, and or just fragrance from whatever items are in it. But I really like Wonder Beauty, and I really like this mist. I'm a mister. Okay, my other, like I was talking about my lips. Do you remember when all those like lip venoms were out a
yes,
few years ago?
A few, it was like 10 years, yes. 2005.
Yes, and they really did make your lips bigger, but I found one that I really like. It's the Grande Lips. Grande Lips Hydrating Lip Plumper.
I've never heard of Grande Lips.
So Grande Lash is okay. what I use to make my eyelashes grow. And you can get it at Sephora. It's like $70. But if it's sort of a Latisse alternative and it's the same kind of ingredient, you know, whatever. They make these Grande Lips and they're glosses with a little color in them. It makes your lips bigger. You get a little of that tingle.
I love the tingle. I yes. remember that from
but
that lip venom.
But it's not intense like the lip venom. And it really works. I mean, on my Instagram, every time I... Basically, what I'm doing now is I'll do a liner and I'll fill it in with one of these. And because I never wore lip gloss when I had a husband. Because I feel like I was like, I'm going to kiss. Or I was like, nobody's kissing me, bitch. I'm going to wear lip gloss for me. You know what I mean? Like, I'm yes. like, these lips are for me. Nobody's touching these lips. I'm wearing gloss everywhere I go.
Doesn't matter if it's sticky as possible.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's like adapting. I was like, I'm not going to wear lip gloss because I don't want it to inconvenience anyone. But no, it's not inconveniencing anybody because these lips look good.
They
and
do.
They're for me, bitch. You know
they
what I
do
mean?
They do look
and
good.
I wasn't calling you a bitch. I didn't mean to make eye contact with you and I said
that. I don't
that.
Mind. I didn't
okay,
know
good.
It was
thank you, bitch.
I knew it was not.
Okay. So if you're interested in like a gloss that actually does give you a plumping effect in like not a scary way, Grande Lips, they have a bunch of colors. They even have just a clear one. But I like it. It also says it builds hyaluronic over time. I don't know if that's true. They claim it, but I like it. It keeps your lips hydrated. The gloss stays on. I feel like a lot of glosses start to like kind of slide down your face after a while.
Yes, mine.
This one does not. It stays. And I like it.
Grande Lips. I'm learning something
Grande
new.
Lips. They make lots of flavor. Okay. And flavors. Then I have the Cover FX Custom Enhancer Drops.
Okay. So I've never used Cover FX. I know you're a huge fan.
Their concealer is the best. And they have 30 shades. So they got everybody covered.
What was the thing that you mentioned on your list, though? The Cover FX what drops?
Custom enhancer drops.
What do they enhance?
So you can use this product for anything. It's basically just pigmented, like shimmery drops. You use a dropper. You can put a drop of it in your foundation and you kind of give yourself a bronzy glow. You can do a drop of it as highlight. You could even do a drop of it and do a liner. You could do a drop of it in any lipstick to make your lipstick frosty or metallic. You could put a few drops of it in your body moisturizer and like smear it all over your décolletage and walk out looking cute like J-Lo. It's one okay. of those like kind of MacGyver products.
Wow.
Like I dare you to find something you can't do with this. You know what I mean?
You use it for all of these things?
All of these things. But I primarily use it as highlighter. It is so popping. It is poppy, pop, pop, pop it. And they have several colors. So like no matter what shade you are, they have something that will look good on you. They even have like kind of a holographic unicorn one if you're like going for that Coachella-y moment. They're $40 and they do have like some dupes. I think like Hard Candy makes a dupe. That you can get at like Walmart, but I like Cover FX. They're all vegan, cruelty free, and they're like green beauty, quote unquote, at Sephora. And I really like the company in general.
Right. And so you're supporting them with your money.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's a product that I feel I've been using a lot of. I'll even put a couple drops in my foundation and it really does just kind of give you a bronzy look. And then the Natchbute Lolly
yes.
Beauty Pank Elixir.
Okay. How did this come up? About.
Okay, so I had Tina Hedges, the founder of Lolly, on Natchbute because I guess her PR woman emailed me because they're all about sustainability and she's kind of an expert in like sustainable beauty. And I've always, you know, we all talk about packaging and like what's going on in beauty. And
that's a lot.
And we got into it on the show. We got into it about all kinds of stuff in the landfills and what is really recycled and what isn't, blah, blah, blah. And I just really liked her. And so then they were like, well, why don't we do products? And I was like, yeah, why not? You know, she has this one oil that is so fantastic. It's like the plum elixir and it's made from upcycled plum pits that are thrown out.
Wow.
But it smells so divine. and it hydrates. And I was loving it. So I was like, can we do a version of that? So we did, but we added a couple pink things in there, like a passion fruit oil, a hibiscus oil, like all, but it smells so good and there's no fragrance added. It's just real pure, potent superfood ingredients that are just so delicious. My skin drinks it up. And my oil, it's a little pink shaded or colored, but not, it's all natural. You can put this, I put it on my lips at night. You put it on your fingers, in your on your nail beds. You can do it in the ends of your hair. You can put it in your brows. You could use it as lube if you wanted.
Really?
But I wouldn't because it's $50.
I mean, unless you
know. But
you know
what? If you're Oprah, live your life, you know?
Yeah.
But it's food grade. You could literally eat it. You could put it on your salad if you want.
Right, wouldn't make you sick.
It would not make you sick. And you can even put it on your dog, you know? Like, you can be because it's natural.
How did it feel to collaborate on a product? Was that kind of like a lifelong
dream? Oh,
of course.
It was so fun. And again, during all this was a really rough time. So I feel like it was intense. And like,
yeah.
I didn't fully get to really embrace how cool it was. But it was so cool. And the honeys, the listeners in Attribute really embrace it. And I've gotten such great feedback on it. And it's my favorite product. Like I was having like a weird skin week. And I was like, what's going on with my skin? I realized I was out of it. And so I got another bottle. And then I was like, the skin is back. I needed my oil. I need my oil. You can even like spray a little hydrosol or a toner and like make it thinner if
like
it's a
little
too thick for you.
Yeah. Is that the word I'm looking for?
Yes, that's the perfect word, I believe. I just love it. It's my favorite oil ever. It smells delicious.
And you made it.
And I made it.
It has to do with you.
Yes, it has my name on the bottle.
That's so freaking
It is really cool.
Cool.
It's really cool. And Lolly is all zero waste packaging. And down to like the cardboard box is like a certified recycled box. It's like there's so much fake greenness,
yeah,
and greenwashing. She cares about everything. Every single ingredient was like sourced fairly and ethically, and it's just down to every little thing. And it's a product I really believe in, a company I believe in, and yeah.
And you're proud of it.
Yes, it's delicious,
which you should
be. It's delishy-lish.
So do you use that on your face at night, in the
yes.
morning?
Yes. I mix it in my foundation. I mix it in my concealer. A tiny drop in my concealer. If you're like, get those crackety under eyes, I'm telling you, I don't know what it is, but my under eye area gets so crackly.
Yeah, me too.
I put one drop in my concealer and it just absorbs and makes that concealer like flat, honey. I put a drop in my foundation. I'll put it on my nail beds, my elbows, my hair, my head, shoulders, knees, and toes. I put it everywhere. You know, it's the best. It's the best.
It's an all over experience.
Lips, nips.
Lips and nips.
Put them on those nips. Love your body. I'm trying to take better care of like neck down. Just like loving my limbs, giving love to my ass, scrubbing my feet, like just really trying to take
checking
more
in with all parts.
Yes, because I feel like I was only doing neck up.
Yeah, I bought a jasmine oil from the Herbivore line.
Oh, I love
And I'm and it was feel it felt like such an absurd indulgence mm-hmm. because it was expensive and it's like
Herbivore's
a tiny
a great,
bottle.
A great company though.
Yeah, and yeah. I felt okay about it, but I'm like, this is an expensive tiny bottle of oil and I'm gonna put it on my body. You know that mm-hmm. feeling where you're like, I don't deserve this.
Yes.
But I'm trying to do it every time I take a shower and I love the smell. It
yes.
just feels very just checking in with all parts.
Yes. Checking in with all parts.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing right now.
Oh, well, Jackie, this has been a freaking
a ride. It's been a ride.
It has been a ride, mm-hmm. but I'm so honored you came and talked to me today about what's going on in your life and that you cried. And
I cried I cried a good amount of times.
I cry. I tend to have like the monthly big cry.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I exist. Mm-hmm.
Is it like what premenstrual?
Sometimes you're just so stress or like it's, I will let the stuff build and like hold it mm-hmm. down. And then there's just like the one thing that's like, bleep, like opens
yes.
it up. And then I'm like, here's everything.
Yes. Yes.
Ah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I have a nice big juicy cry and then I feel better after and I change my contacts and
yep.
I get on with my life.
And you cover yourself in that jasmine oil.
I do. I rub my whole body in the oil, put on my Eileen Fisher pants and I pull myself
yes.
back up.
Love
know?
That. We have to. We have to check in with our emotions. If you
we have to,
if you stuff them down, they're going to come up.
Yeah.
So check in with yourself.
I mean, that is such an important just a constant reminder,
especially if you're going through grief, which I know you have.
Yeah. And you are.
And that's something that I've had a lot of people say to me. They've said, like, you know, I had a death in my family. I had this happen. And I was like, I'm fine. I'm going to just move on. And then a year later, you start sobbing in traffic.
Yeah.
And you're like, what's going on? It's because I didn't really take all this in, and I did not take the time to grieve and do the work.
Yeah.
So seek professional help. I know it's hard.
No, that's the most important thing, I think, professional help.
Yes.
And it is hard because oftentimes it's not accessible.
And that's in all, bullshit. Even like, I've gone to the doctor more times in the past 3 months than I think I have in the past 3 years. I had a little cough. I'm like, fuck this. I'm going to the doctor. My eye was crusty. I'm going to the doctor. It's like, again, I have this great insurance right now. I'm taking advantage, but it's just like, I deserve it. I went to the dentist for the first time in 2 years. I've always kind of had like a weird relationship with my teeth. I get into it with an attribute episode that's about to come out. It's like, and I was like, no, I deserve to go to the dentist.
Yes.
I deserve it. My teeth need it. Teeth are important to your health. I need to go to the fucking dentist. I need to take care of myself. And it's a big step to do that and to say, I deserve this. I deserve this. Go to the dentist. Go to the therapy. Yeah. I deserve it. You I deserve do. To be happy. I deserve to have my teeth clean.
And that's you, Jackie, and also you, me, and yes. you, anybody who's listening.
Yes, I'm talking to you. Yeah. I'm talking to you, listeners.
We normally end each episode with an intention for the mm-hmm. week. Mm-hmm. Do you? I know what I'm working on.
Yes,
I got a lot of shit I'm working on in my life, but I'm really trying to. I put on my phone did the thing where you set it so that you can't access anything on the phone after a certain time.
Oh, I want to do that.
Because 9 o'clock is my new cutoff. Mm-hmm. Because I really have to like make treasured time for myself at the end of the day.
Yes.
So that's what I'm working on this week.
I love that.
What is your intention?
All right. I wrote one out.
Yes.
Cherish my chooch more.
Love that chooch.
Put down the phone and pick up the book.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And cream up my limbs and feet.
There it is. Mm-hmm. You got to report back in a week and let me know how it goes.
I will. I need to read my book, my Howard Stern book. Every night I've gotten home and I've gotten ready and I take the dog out. I feed her dinner and I'm like, oh, what's going on Instagram? I got to open this. I'm like, read your book. Yeah. Cream your feet. Read your book. Cream your feet.
Cream your feet.
I neglect them, you know? These feet are important.
They
especially
are.
After my ocean debacle. I'm like, Ariel, keep your fins, honey, because I want feet. I want to live on the fucking shore.
Flipping your fins, you don't get too far. Legs are required for jumping, dancing.
You have two little girls, you know all about.
I do. I was just at Disneyland on that that ride.
Yeah, there you go.
I love that ride.
Yeah, same.
Cream your feet is also just a real straightforward way of
addressing it. They deserve it. Your feet deserve it. Cream those feet up. Tell them you're thankful for them.
Yeah.
Rub them at night. Keep them looking fresh.
You are giving yourself so much love. It like really moves me. And makes me want to give myself a little bit more.
I mean, that's beautiful.
Really
I'm happy to hear that. Yeah. Everyone out there, take that in as well.
Give yourself some love.
Yes. I'm getting my nails done again.
They look great.
Well, it's because I'm sad when I look at my hand.
Because you're not ringed. Mm-hmm. So you want to look at it and feel like, fuck yes, look at these nails.
Yes. And they're so pretty. And I'm so happy.
They are.
Pete Buttigieg like my nail polish color. So
you've been walking the earth meeting so many.
I met Pete Buttigieg. Okay.
You met Beto when you went to South
by. I did. And you know who else I met? Julian Castro.
You're just knocking off all the dudes.
All the presidential nominees, honey. They are coming into my life. I have raised the level. I'm elevated, honey. I fucking met Pete Buttigieg. I mean, he walked right up to me and I walked right up.
And he liked your nails?
Yes. Who wouldn't? Kate, don't they look fabulous?
They do. They're like a bright orange.
An almond. I'm calling them candy-coated almonds.
The shape is gorgeous.
It's an almond shape. And I had I had regular nails for years. And my hands bring me sadness, you know? I look down at my finger and I see that...
Yeah.
It's sad, you know? And so I'm trying to offset that. And I'm so happy with this. So go get a manicure.
Are those your real nails or do you have like a gel on top?
These are called Gel Builder.
Hey.
They're a new thing. Keep up.
They look great.
And they build them for you. They build them for you. But I love them.
You deserve those Gel Builder nails. Jackie, you're the coolest. Seriously. Thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Oh my God. Thank you for having me. We love you, Dory.
I know we do.
Yes,
love you,
we're
Dory.
So happy for you,
Hope
Dory.
You're creaming your
cream
feet,
those
creaming
feet.
Everything.
Cream that belly.
Yeah.
Cream those titties.
Cream the baby.
Cream that baby up. Cream. Everybody, get that cream out.
We all got to get some cream.
We got to get some cream. We deserve cream.
All right. Well, I'm going to wrap it up. Friends, if you want to call us, we have a voicemail, 781-591-0390. Our email is forever35podcast@gmail.com. You can always join our Facebook group, facebook.com/group/forever35podcast. If you like the show, leave us that review on Apple Podcasts. Tell a friend. If you really like us, mention us on social media. If you're leaving that review on Apple Podcasts, go leave Natch Butte a review.
I mean, I would honestly love that.
Drop us those five stars.
I would love that. Thank you, Kate.
My pleasure. And a reminder that all products mentioned on this here episode and any episode are always on our website, forever35podcast.com. You can follow us on Instagram, forever35podcast, and on Twitter, at forever35pod. Jackie, I didn't ask you, where can we find you? This is very important.
Natch Butte is available wherever you podcast. You can find me on Instagram at Jackie Michelle Johnson. Michelle is one L because I'm tedious. Twitter at Jackie_Michelle and Natch Butte on Instagram. And if you want to look at Chooch, she's at Hello, I'm the Chooch. C-H-O-O-C-H. And Choochie has a pop on Instagram. Just saying. If you need a cute little white dog in your life, check out Chooch.
She's the most beautiful dog in the world. On that note, Forever 35 is hosted and produced by Dori Shafrir and me, Kate Spencer, and produced and edited by Sammy Junio. And Lane Hammer is our assistant. Thank you all so much for listening. Bye.
Bye.